ladies and gentlemen. This is the Hawk coming to you live. And isn't it ironic? Excuse me. 1 minute or 2 minutes before I'm supposed to go on the air, my computer just took a flyer, okay? All the stuff, Skype, the internet, everything went out. On the deal, so here I'm on. I'm on the tin can, but I'm going to tell you what. That's the way it is. The people that don't have to go to the tin can and don't get knocked off the air, well, maybe they ain't talking about the right thing. I think when you go against Lucifer, when you go against the Luciferian scumbag minions that are underneath them, and the scum and the communists in the White House and in the Congress and all over the place, then when you go against that, when you go against the real power that's operating right now, then they don't like you, you know, and that's all there is to it. Now, let me tell you this. I'm hearing all kind of stuff tonight, and it's just amazing. Excuse me. The one thing I want to tell you about right off the bat, you know, we watched back a few months ago, we watched all the P-3 Orion, the P-8 Poseidons, all of the different helicopters, all of the different C-130s and different types of, shall we say, surveillance aircraft and stuff that were hunting for the Russians, okay, or the Russian mini-subs or Russians in the Great Lakes and in the surrounding areas. Also, we talked to you about the fact that down around Gatlinburg and Knoxville and that area, in between those areas and into the Carolina, right over there too, that the Russians were big time in the Gatlinburg area, and that's Russian Spetsnaz and Russian intelligence, GRUs, and then a lot of Russian people working in the restaurants, clubs, bars, et cetera, down there, and the stores. Well, now, just yesterday, I got reports out of a good spotter who has been spotting, along with several other good people have spotted, that this guy spotted that the P-8 Poseidons were doing stuff from Ontario to Michigan, Lake Erie, all over the Great Lakes, and they were running looking for something. They were flying and continually going in racetracks and going around. So they're actively looking for Russian infiltrators and or Red Chinese infiltrators. Because I'm going to tell you something. Container ships come in, and containers can have Red Chinese in the container ships. Or they can just walk right across the border, you know, whenever they run all the one group, they can just walk right across the border in another area. So let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We are ripe for more sabotage. We've been trying to document this stuff all along. We had in Lawrence, Kansas, about 30 miles away out here in Wisconsin, a huge coal train derailed. And then I was told by the good peace officers down in Texas down there that there was a coal train about a week or two ago, a huge coal train that was on the way to the coal-fired power plant or electrical power plant, the coal-fired one, you see, and that train derailed down there and dumped all its coal all over the ground and tore tracks up and hit the, you know, destroyed the rail cars, the whole bit. So now, is that a coincidence, or did they just put some Luciferian slicky snot on the rails? Is that what it is? Probably Trump did it, huh? Bull crap. To whoever is out there ordering this crap in the intelligence community of the United States, or in the fiddle with boys internally, or the Department of Human Sacrifice, whoever is out there going along with this bullshit and not investigating it and not taking care of it and not putting a stop to it, who is following the Luciferian scumbag big banker World Economic Forum New World Order plans to destroy the food supply, the energy supply. I mean, did you ever hear it where there is no engine oil additive for diesels? They can't even get it. Well, when do you think the trucks are going to run? What do you think is going to happen? Oh, well, you know, we'll get China to produce it again. Yeah, well, that just may be true, but that ain't it. Today I heard friends of Lady J, and God bless Lady J. I think you did the right thing down there. Get off that stupid deal down there that they were giving you trouble on. But anyway, the fact is that Lady J knows people who have a small trucking unit, company. I think they had two or three trucks. They cannot find this oil additive. They can find something that can kind of replace it, but then they have problems with their engines after that. So they're having trouble with that, and they're having all kinds of trouble with the diesel price and the whole nine yards. And so the truckers aren't going to be in business. The farmers aren't going to be in business. Well, let me tell you what. Then you guys out there tonight, listen to me good. Put your fork down if you're eating. Put your drink down if you're drinking. Quit playing the games or goofball stuff and listen up. You had better have sufficient food, water purification and water storage, and you had better have a firearm and thousands of rounds of ammunition. Okay? Because these son of a bucks, these Luciferians, these scumbags, these New World Order people, or the Red Chinese, or the Russian Spats, or whoever it's going to come, or the Antifas, or the whoever it will be, or the Jane's Revenge, they're blowing stuff up. They're destroying and setting on fire pro-life clinics to help young women that want to have the children, but they financially may not be able to. They're helping them to go ahead and have their babies and then go ahead and get into school or whatever to do the right things. Okay? And if they don't want the child, they're providing, somebody to take the kid, or the child and adopt it. So anyway, this is happening all over. And to whoever's out there, I'm going to tell you what. You know what I'm telling you right now. You're going to hear the siren because this is the siren that Lord Jesus told me to tell you about. Na, 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 na. It's like an East German siren. And I'm going to tell you what, every time Department of Human Sacrifice, fiddled with boys internally, every time CIA, you look in the mirror, every single time you look in the mirror, you're going to see in the background your little red blinking light, your career dissipation light is blinking, and you're going to have to face the fact that you chose the wrong side and that you're going to burn in fiery furnace forever. They're going to throw you down in there when Lord Jesus and his angels come, and they're going to come, believe me. And until then, we'll hold the gap. We'll stand in the gap. We'll hold the ground as best we can until they make it. But when they come, they're going to take all of you tares, all of you stinking tares, you stinking tare, communist, Luciferian, scumbag piece of crap, and all of them federal agencies and all of the intel groups. They're going to take you and throw you down that fire first. You're going to burn in the plasma fire forever. And that's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. So now, what is it they're doing? Oh, well, let's see here, it's just really interesting, isn't it? DHS blacks out the purchase quantities of its ammo to keep it secret. They bought rounds of .223 ammunition and Department of Human Sacrifice. And they're right now in the process of purchasing for Immigration Customs Enforcement. Has been deliberately hidden from public view. Okay. InfoWars reports that a document posted on FedBizOpsGov.gov, government website, has been clearly blacked out with a marker in the section that indicate quantities. Now, apparently, here's what they're buying. Apparently, DHS has stockpiled more than 1 billion rounds of ammunition, including 450 million rounds of 40 caliber hollow point ammo earlier this year to fight homegrown terrorism. Well, are you going to bite yourselves? Are you going to bite yourselves and the people that are loose-brained scumbags that are allowing the Spetsnaz and the Red Chinese to blow up our refineries, our chemical plants, to derail our trains? Or is it you guys doing it? Is it you guys doing it like a bunch of Nazis or commie bastards, okay? You guys, you got no clue. You're going to burn in the fiery furnace forever when the Lord Jesus and the His angels come. They're buying 62 grain and 64 grain 223. Now, Customs Border Protection, they need it to withstand what's coming across the border. Then I'll go for that, but that ain't what they're doing. They're talking about domestic terrorism or homegrown terrorism. Well, what about the Antifa? What about the Black Lives Matter that burned whole cities and attacked federal offices and courtrooms and police stations, burn them to the ground? Are they homegrown domestic terrorists? Oh, no. You're talking about Christians. You're talking about patriots and constitutionalists, those people who believe. Those people believe in the Bill of Rights. You're talking about wonderful United States military veterans and all those dreaded disabled American veterans. Those are the meanest, worst kind, according to you. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is headed for a civil war, and it's being headed that way by the Luciferian policies and by the systematic, programmed Luciferian destruction of the American fuel, the American food supply, the rule of law, all the different things. Now, the Supreme Court with Justice Thomas did a real nice thing today. They said that New York cannot apply extraordinary amount of hoops to jump through in order to get a concealed carry permit. What's funny is I watch all these people in New York and, you know, and in Washington, D.C., and I watch them. They go, oh, it's going to be the Wild, Wild West. Well, we're out here in the Wild, Wild West, and everybody in the state of Missouri or the state of Kansas can carry concealed carry without getting a permit. You don't have to go talk to anybody, do anything. You can carry concealed within limits. If somebody doesn't want it in a, obviously you don't go in the courthouse with it or the police station with it. You don't go into a certain stores they say they bar the firearms. Then you can't go in there. All right, you can't go inside the school with it, that kind of stuff. Or near the school. But the fact is that you don't have to worry about it. And I'm going to tell you what, the criminals don't know who's going to have a firearm in Missouri or in Kansas. There's other states that do the same thing. I think, what is it, one of the New England states, Vermont, I believe is like that. There's other places. So the fact of the matter is, these guys just bought 450 million rounds of 40 caliber hollow point ammo early this year to fight homegrown terrorism. Well, let me tell you what, they're coming to kill you. 450 million rounds, we got, what, 200 million gun owners, they plan on popping each one of you two pops in the head. Well, let me tell you what, DHS, you guys are a piece of crap. You guys are a piece of crap. If there's somebody good out there that's in it, get out of it. Get out of it, go to some other thing, and go and work in the License Bureau or work in somewhere else or the Federal Library or whatever you need to do to get your pension. But get out of the thing, because I'm going to tell you what. This is what the original law of the United States says. You know what the original law of the United States says? Department of Human Sacrifice, scumbag, Luciferian. That founded this nation, that founded it, you see. And it's the original law, and then after that, they did the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights enumerates the rights that man already had by living in this nation. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, It is the right of the people. The people. It is the right of the people. Do you hear that? It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. To alter or to abolish it. And to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right. The Second Amendment, when you look at that, and I go to turn to this little jewel that I got also at Monticello at Thomas Jefferson's house, that I read the Declaration of Independence was right there. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So you got Cornyn and Ray Blunt and all these senators and all these traitorous son of a bucks. You got all these people, Mushmouth McCain, all these people going to try to limit your Second Amendment rights. And I'm going to tell you what, I was glad to see that the Supreme Court, and written by Justice Thomas, come out and define this today. I'm going to state this right unequivocally, based on what the Supreme Court of the United States said today. If you're in New York, if you're in New Jersey, you're in Rhode Island or Massachusetts or wherever, California, wherever, you cannot get a concealed carry at all, or you have a hard time going out and getting guns because they've outlawed them, or whatever it is they've done, then you go right out if you can and apply for your concealed carry permit. Apply for it. You should go out, even if you're in Chicago, they've got concealed carry. If you want to get it, you got to jump through a few hoops. But I'm going to tell you, either that or move somewhere where they don't have it. Missouri don't have to have a concealed carry permit. Kansas don't have to have a concealed carry permit. And there are other states. And I'm going to tell you what, there's only about 7 states that won't allow concealed carry, don't want you to have a gun. And those are all the big power blue city states. So when you do this, you go out tonight also, or you go out tomorrow, and you buy as much, go out and buy as much 223, 40 cal, 9 mil, whatever it is you shoot, buy as many thousands of rounds as you can afford to buy, as long as you're not shorting yourself on food, medical supplies, water purification or filtration, and water storage. As long as you're not doing that, as long as you can buy gasoline enough to go out there, then you go out and you buy as many thousands of rounds of ammunition as you can, so we can amp on up to the billion rounds or the 450 million rounds of 40 cal hollow point. Now, on the other hand, I suppose if you just were looking at it in a satire, or allegedly in a screenplay, allegedly in a movie, you're just looking at it that way, in a satire in a movie, then if you go by the way of the battlefield, If you're in a movie, allegedly in a movie or a satire play, then there'll be plenty of 40 cal ammunition laying around to be picked up to use in your own things. There'll be plenty of 223, as long as you don't give up your firearm. your AR-15 you had for 30 years or whatever, and they're going to tell you that you can't have a magazine, or do you have a magazine with over 10 rounds? Well, isn't that ex post facto law? Isn't that the drafting of an ex post facto law? Isn't that making something illegal, which was not illegal when you did it? So I'm going to tell you, do not go into there, lose a period knife without a fight. You know, and maybe it's time to read it again. I'm going to read it again because these people are starting to get just like the dadgum Stalin's people got, just like Hitler's Nazis got, okay? Let me tell you what. Had the Jews in Germany not had firearms and never given them up? Had the Polish people all had more firearms and never given them up? Had the Slovakian people never given them up? Then that is what would have prevented a large number of things happening pretty quickly, okay? So here you go. And how do we burn in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, peeling the terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but they understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love freedom enough, but even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Solzhenitsyn is telling you, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who was a Soviet guy in the Soviet Union, who was a very, very good author, got put in those camps. He got put in the Siberian work camps and all of the stuff, you see. And he, is telling you how we burned in the camps later thinking about it. We should have set up the ambush in the downstairs hall with axes, hatchets, pokers, hammers, whatever. Well, if you got something else besides of that, that's good too. And if you got something where you can wear a tomahawk or a hatchet or a K-bar knife or whatever it is you like to carry, maybe one of the Marine Bowie Raiders, one of them big boys from the old days, all right? Whatever it is you got, a machete or one of Paul Chin's katana swords. Them katanas are pretty good, slick deals, let me tell you. All I know is this. Don't go in a Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family, for yourself, for your home, your business, your children, all the different things. Because the people now in charge of the world are starting to try to destroy America and other countries too. Poor Sri Lanka can't even buy any oil, gasoline, or natural gas, or coal, or anything. They don't have any money. They cannot buy additional food. They're already maxed out on any loans to the big banks. All right? The big banks already own them, so now the people are starting to riot because of what's being taken away. Basic food and energy to travel or deliver to work or whatever. And they're taking that all away, so they're going to riot. So now what their army is doing is just shooting their people. So that is what I propose to you, that the DHS, the Department of Human Sacrifice, and all the crew, and the NORTHCOM crew, and the FEMA crew, and the continuity of government shitbags, and all of those people. And I'm sorry for the French, but that's the way it is. Sorry for the French. Jesus did not choose a sissy, you know? And he don't charge two sissies to fight for him because they don't have the ability to do so. If you're not a fighter, that's okay. Be somebody who has supplies, logistics. Have a cup of coffee at midnight when somebody passes through that you know, who may be trying to defend your neighborhood from the people trying to take it. Or to force you into a concentration camp. Or to force you into a death chamber or into a guillotine or whatever they might do. You see, that's what we're talking about here. These people, that is what they're starting to do. And then the fact is, what do we have? What did we have? We had, by golly, we had the people being told on TV yesterday. Being told yesterday there's going to be, by the president of the new China, Red China Joe, the $12 a gallon man, the $12 a pound hamburger man, the $12 a package hot dog man, whose son allegedly took $1.45 billion from the red Chinese banks. Do you think that might buy a president? Why doesn't the DHS or the FBI investigate that crap? Oh, because then they would not get to be secret police for the Luciferian scumbags. You would not get to have your war wagons highly polished. You would not get to have your tattered uniform. Hut, 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 hut. And you have all your automatic weapons and all your stuff, you see. Hut, 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 hut. So you can take down those dreaded extremists, those dreaded terrorists in America. In other words, so you can take down your grandpa and your uncle and your brother Joe and all the people who don't believe in the Luciferian scumbag crap like you do. You think you're a Christian and you're in one of these organizations and you're talking about this kind of crap? Believe you me, Lord Jesus knows you not. He knows you not. He knows you not. Yes, he knows you not. So when you look in the mirror and you think you're all of that, you ain't. You just see the na-na-na-na, the little flashing red lights, baby. That's your career dissipation light. Every time you think you're slick, you get in the war wagon every time you get your big paycheck with all your overtime on it. And all you feds, you're making over 100 grand a year, and the average people make half of that, all right? So the fact of the matter is, when you get into all of that stuff, when you start to look in the mirror and you think, oh, boy, I've got grandkids. I'm about it. No, you ain't all of that. You're all about providing the opportunity and being the secret police to install the Luciferian communist scumbag red Chinese-backed government into a tyranny over the people. You're going to preside over camps and all kind of stuff, and you're going to put Christians in it and veterans in it and anybody who doesn't toe the line with Red China Joe's, Xi Jinping's, and Lucifer's ways of the world, you see. You guys are not the good guys. You guys are not the good guys. You guys are not the good guys. The American people and the good peace officers, the good police, you're the good guys. We're the good guys, okay? Not you. So when you do it, you're no better than the Russians or the scumbag red Chinese. You want to surveil everybody in the United States, and go ahead and surveil them. Because I'm going to tell you what, Solzhenitsyn's porch and downstairs hall is in every neighborhood in this country, just awaiting, just awaiting. Solzhenitsyn's porch and downstairs hall is waiting for all of the scumbags, okay? Waiting for all of the scumbags. And that's all there is to it. And if you talk or say this or that or the other, even though there's freedom of speech, if you don't go along with their freedom of speech, then they're telling you, oh, well, you've got to be da-da-ba-da-ba-da. You got to be handled. And what are you going to do? We got we got $9 a gallon gas in California. You got over $5 a gallon gas in the United States. We got Texas Power Grid made to dip in the power reserves as demand grows. I had 2 days ago, we had two power outages, one for 2 hours in the middle of the day. There was no storm, nothing. And then the second one, 11 o'clock at night for over 6 hours. All right? This is the narrative. And isn't it interesting? It's the week after the coal train probably was on the way to the coal-fired power plant, maybe in Kansas City, Kansas, or somewhere like that. So all I'm telling you is this stuff is going to go out the wazoo. You're going to see the collapse of the economy. They're stealing the food. They're destroying the food warehouses. They're destroying the wheat and the fields in Kansas by the weather warfare. They're destroying it. Oh, there'll be some wheat, and there'll be good wheat where it's at, but that total is not going to be very big. The Russians have got their wheat, and they're selling it to the highest bidder, and they're trying to steal the Ukrainian wheat. You better go out and get some flour and put it in a food-grade bucket with the diatomaceous earth, the food-grade diatomaceous earth in it. All right, to keep from bugs from getting into it. And you better store it up so you can make your own bread. You better have Chunky Soup, Progresso Soup, Chef Boyardee, Denny Moore. I bought a little bit more of that yesterday. If you got a freezer, you say, well, I got a freezer full. Well, do you have a solar powered deal and a battery bank to make sure your freezer will work? Oh, well, I got a generator. Yes, and that's good. Do you have sufficient gasoline to run that generator for the next 3.5 years? Oh, well, why is that? That could be the Great Tribulation. And that's the name of that tune. Let me tell you, right now I'd like to say this. Lord Jesus, pray with me now. Lord Jesus, will you go to Sergeant Gump? He's known as Gump to his friends. Will you go to Sergeant Gump? He just had an operation on his heart. Lord Jesus, will you touch him? Will you touch him and restore him back to full health and vigor and ability? Lord, will you restore his heart and all of the blood vessels and all of the things and clean out all of the arteries, the veins, everything so that he can have proper function and proper ability. Lord, go to Sergeant Gump right now. Let him know that it's you, Lord Jesus. You knock on his door and you say, Sergeant Gump, it's me. Somebody sent me, and they told a guy that's on the radio, a big mouth that works for me, that Hawk is on the radio. You tell him that they ought to know that it is the Lord talking to him. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. And incidentally, that other sergeant we prayed for not long ago, he's doing pretty good. He's still got a little bit. That's another thing. Let's say the other sergeant, Lord, we prayed for a while back. He was in really bad shape. He was in the hospital. He was essentially on his last legs. We got him with your assistance, Lord Jesus. We got him home. We called him home, and now he's got a little bit of the ulcers in the gut. Lord Jesus, will you touch him in the gut? Will you touch him in the ulcers? And will you remove any problem there for him, Lord? Will you remove the ulcers from him, Lord Jesus? And will you restore him back to full health and ability to eat and to do everything properly? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, will you go to our friend? Will you go to our friend, our old granny down there in Florida? Will you go to her, Lord? And I'm going to tell you what. Will you go to her and will you help her with her scenario? Lord, she's being attacked and he's been having problems with family, trying to steal her house in weird and crazy ways. All right, Lord Jesus, will you go to them and throw her enemies to the side? Will you throw her enemies to the side and reposition her in there as the sovereign of her own home and the owner of her own home and with help from any good family that will assist her and help her in that endeavor? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And oh, I'll tell you, Lord, to our brother in Nebraska, Lord, will you go to him? All right, will you go to him and will you help him with his scenario, Lord? Will you restore him? Will you restore him to his full health? And Lord, Lord Jesus, another brother, Lord. I tell you, I pray, and you know who this one is. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will go to him and that you will help him as best you can right now, Lord, that you will provide medical miracles and remove anything or any cancer in the body, any kind of tumor, any kind of thing, and restore him to full health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, now it just seems like, I guess, when I saw that in the West Point, in their product or their materials that are in this critical race theory thing, they had to say in there that whiteness is a strategic advantage that must be eliminated, and therefore all whiteness must be questioned. Well, I tell you what, maybe y'all ought to stop applying to West Point or Annapolis. Maybe you ought to go to the Citadel or to the EMI. Somebody ought to be able to take up something. All right? You're supposed to be training officers to lead brave young men all across the world, whether it be on air, land, or sea. Of course, they're now the Air Force Academy. They want to hypnotize the whole class and program you in these little auditoriums. I've told you about that, where somebody woke up in the middle of the hypnotism, where they were flashing these things. They had like a whole occult deal on the screen and all that crap. And then they got the little grotto outside there, outside the Air Force Academy, where you go down and worship Lucifer or the devil, or you worship this one or the witchcraft or the that craft or the whatever craft. Well, oh boy, if you've got a cross on your desk or on your room, or well, that's no good. Well, I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Do you hear me out there? Do you hear me loud and clear? There's power in the blood of Jesus. And you better know it. You better know it. And here's what they're going to do, you see. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, they're creating these famines, and pestilences. There's going to be another pandemic. Your president just told you so, Red China Joseph. There's going to be another pandemic. And Fauci and Bill Gates of Hell allegedly have been doing gain of function research on new bird flus. And then everywhere, if you look, if you start looking in the deals, you're going to see all kind of new, different type of fevers. You're going to see Congo fever in, I believe it was in Pakistan or in Afghanistan. All these different things. Earthquakes in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. We've got a conjunction now. We got all the planets and everything is aligned for the Illuminati. You remember that movie with Angelina Jolie where she's going there trying to get the thing to where she can find out where her father's at or what, that kind of stuff, or what happened to him? And it's the first movie of Angelina Jolie where she plays the woman who rides the motorcycle and fights with the guns and all the stuff, all right? And then she meets the Illuminati. She meets the Illuminati, and they go to Siberia, to the Forbidden Land. And they go in there in their snowmobiles and their stuff, and they go in there to find this area in the cave to wait for the perfect time of the conjunction of the planets. Well, that's what the Lucifers are doing. In the name of our Father in Heaven, Lord Jesus, strike blows right now. Strike blows right now and thwart the efforts of these Luciferian scum. And mighty men and women of valor, with your high technology, and you have the ability, because you took some of the good tools and the good machinery and the good craft, that you have the ability to strike blows from outer space against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, against the enemies of the United States and its wonderful citizens who believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and everybody out there. Food, water purification, all of these things, you see. Firearms and thousands of rounds of ammo. Thousands of rounds. Go out and buy it tonight so that there is as much can be gotten to rival the 450 million rounds of the 40 caliber pistol ammunition that the Department of Human Sacrifice, Luciferian scumbags, have bought. And they've crossed it all out so you can't try to see it, you see. They're buying all the 223, all the stuff. Go out and buy it all. And I would also tell you, go ahead and get you a 30-06 scoped rifle. A 30-06 scoped deer gun, you know. There's some ones that are not as expensive as others. If you've already got some other things, or if you don't have them, and you only can get one gun, then get a 12-gauge pump shotgun with double-aught buck, number 4 buck, copper sabot rounds or slugs. If you can get some flechette rounds, they're real good for the brush, aren't they? All right? Real good for the brush. You can also get some fire rounds. Maybe that's going to be really fun to shoot a Piero round, you see, on a, maybe on a holiday or something, just to shoot it up in the air and to light the sky up. Or maybe you also need to get some number 2 shot, number 4, number 6, so you can hunt birds and rabbits and such, you see. But they'll also do the double duty at a close range. Because I'm going to tell you what, do not let somebody come and take your house, take your door, make you give up your food, give up your car, give up your children, your wife, and to take you to a concentration camp or a big sports stadium, whether it be a basketball arena or a football arena or a big baseball diamond or a golf course we've even found in some cases. Remember the Tacomar marks on the back of the signs? When they used to have the colored ones, used to have colored stripes on there. Now they have ones where they point with the white stripes. Then the white stripe, they have pointers and different things for the way you're supposed to go. All of that was for the UN troops that were going to come the last time. Well, let me tell you what. We're going to be right here, and we're going to be on Solzhenitsyn Porch. We're going to be in the trees. We're going to be in the tree line. We're going to be in the spider holes, all right? Everybody's going to be at the ready. Every red-blooded American, every Christian, every constitutionalist, every veteran, every disabled veteran, I don't care. They're going to be at the ready. So, you want to get froggy, you know? You want to get froggy, huh? Well, let me tell you what. That's the way it might have to be, you know? And that is what's in the Declaration of Independence, in the Second Amendment. And all of your lying, cheating, Luciferian, scumbag, jerk crap ain't going to change it. All it takes, because you fools are partnering up with the Luciferians in Russia. You're partnering up with the Red Chinese, all the scumbag big bankers and all the stuff that worship Lucifer the Lightbringer. You got to partner up with them and be their secret police. Well, then you just may have to go down the fiery furnace with them when the real Lord Jesus and his real angels come to throw them down the hole with you, okay? But before all these, now here's what it says right here, Luke 21. They shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and in the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay, nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Well, how's that? They're going to kill you. What do you mean no hair of your head will perish? Because verse 19, Luke 21, in your patience possess ye your souls. So I'm going to tell you what. Let's just skip down here a little bit. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, where the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, and look up and lift your heads high, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is such a shame that people cannot understand that if they would just repent of their sins, ask Lord Jesus to come into their heart to be their Savior, and if they were sincere, then they would have everlasting life with Him in heaven. If they were to lose their life on this planet, they'll be in heaven with Him. And He'll wash you clean. It's the best deal in town. It's the best deal in town. Turn for your sins if you're out there in the human sacrifice brigade, or the surveillance brigade, or the you want to fiddle with boys, or whoever it is you're doing out there. You better quit. You better get on the side of the people. You better get on the side of the Lord, our Father in heaven, and Lord Jesus. You better get on His side, or you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it all, you see. And now we find out, oh, UCLA, right on the time when they're trying to push the vaccines to the five-year-olds, the five-month-old children. They're trying to vaccinate your kids. They're trying to put the graphene oxide stuff in them. Those weird things that then react and reassemble themselves in the veins and the brains and the kidneys and the hearts and all the organs of your children, so they can control them with the 5G or with this, that, or the other frequency. Or tell them that they're to become zombies and to go jump off the cliff and come back alive as zombies and eat the people who don't have the vaccine, or the people who believe in the Lord Jesus, you see, who have not gone down this road. I'm going to tell you, they find the risk-benefit of the vaccines is negative, according to the new paper from Stanford, UCLA, and others. And that's the real scientific studies are calling the CDC and the FDA are liars and frauds. And the murderous media manipulators and mass media whores complicit. That's what Brother Quayle's comment is. That's stevequayle.com. And let me tell you something. Brother Quayle can get you gold or silver. He can get you high-quality night vision goggles. He can get you good-quality radiation detectors, a whole lot of stuff that he can provide for you. He can get you in there on the alerts and all these different things, the satellite alerts, the sat phones, all of it. And you better go ahead and get, if you can, if you can get on Steve's, QPOS 2.0 and his briefings and all of that, subscribe to it and get his DVD on the Mega Drive. And he's got a new one coming up, The Egyptian Alien Connection and the Americans. It's got all kind of stuff. SteveQuayle.com. SteveQuayle.com. And I'm going to tell you, go to 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them you need whatever it is you need. And I would also, while you're there, get some books. Get some hardcover. Get the hard books. Get the big, they're big paperback, but they're, you know, they're like, 12 by 18 kind of paperbacks with 300-400 pages in almost all of them. And if you want to know why this is going on and what's happening and all the different things, then you can get Steve Quayle's books and they'll tell you. And when you call them up, 406-586-4840, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. Tell them Old Hawk sent you. And Steve would tell you, if you don't have all your food bought, if you don't have your firearms and your basic preps and your water filtration systems and that kind of thing bought, then go ahead and do that first before you come for the gold and the silver. All right? But I'm telling you, if you got some night vision needs and you have the ability to get some good ones, Brother Quail can hook you up. All right? And that's all I got to say on that, other than that, Brother Quail, I thank you for putting me on the air over 18 years ago. My brother, we talked about that the other night and how it seems like it was just 3 or 4 years ago, maybe. Instead, it's over 18 years. And we've been yelling and screaming and yelling and screaming and warning and admonishing and you know, urging people to get prepared for all those years. There is no blood on Brother Quail's hands. He has warned you, and he's tried to prepare you and provide preparations for you as a watchman. And he had the twofold ministry, as a watchman and a justice ministry, to provide you with different things. Now, Old Hawk, his first charge was to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and secondarily to warn the remnant, not the main public, the remnant, those that already have ears to hear and eyes to see, to warn you about what I think is coming or what the Lord tells me to tell you or to emphasize to you and how you might prepare for it. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed, believe me, or welcome. Keep Old Hawk in the game. Popping the loosies in the bean with the ball bat or in the shins or on the elbows or the collarbones. Anything, Federal Reserve notes, bit of silver, bit of gold, a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And I was talking, got an email from the Nunemakers and Report. Another 150 or I think or 200, about 150 more Bibles went up into the villages and the songbooks with them that get brought on up in the villages of Indochina to the mountain tribal people. The mountain yards, the old yards, boys, the yards who fought with a lot of the special forces. And other people in Vietnam and other parts of Indochina, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, Burma, whatever they call it, Myanmar now, and the Shan states of China itself. Bro Khun Sa is up there. They stuck Brother Bro Greitz, who went on up there and talked to Khun Sa. All right? And you remember that Khun Sa told Brother Greitz and a Navy SEAL that went with Brother Greitz, Scott Weekly back then, they had him on videotape, Bo had him on videotape, saying that the Undersecretary of State at the time, who became the Assistant Secretary of State to Powell at his time, okay, and that Poppy Bush was the one that basically was dealing the drugs and taking care of the drugs for the CIA, and that they built him a road. Assistant Secretary of State built him a road to bring his tiger opium on down the road to make it easier to distribute. Okay? And then now the Red Chinese is bringing all the fentanyl in and all the heroin and the fentanyl and everything in through the southern border and the northern border. And they also come in through California, and they come up through all the ports, all of that. And all they're doing is to try to hook the American kids and the American people on the fentanyl or to kill them. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. the Nudemakers are doing a good job, and they are still reaching people out there. They've even reached some people who they helped to train, who then that person then works with even the lepers in that area. They're putting Bibles and stuff, I think, into their area. So if you need to get anything to them, and I hope you do, it goes to the Indochina Bible Project or the Nudemaker, Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold, because I'm going to tell you, these are still getting Bibles in to Indochina, into the mountains, into the different little villages, where each village has their own dialect. And your help with your contribution, whatever it is, it will go to get printed Bibles in a dialect and printed songbooks in a dialect, and they're so grateful for them, and I'm going to tell you, they're on fire for the Lord Jesus and His Word. And I will say this, we're coming at the time, you see, in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and Ezekiel 38, 39 and Revelations, and the preparation that is in the parable of Matthew 25 that the Lord Jesus in the red letter edition states in there about the wise and foolish virgins, you see. And what does He tell the foolish ones when they come late and the door has already been shut and they say, Lord, Lord, open to us, you know, that we might come in. And He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. So therefore, go out and prepare as best you can. If you can only get one more can of chunky soup, or one more can of Progresso soup, or one more can of Dinty More, or one more can of chunk tuna, or whatever it is you're trying to get, or chicken breast in the can, get it in the can and take it home and have it on the shelf and be ready to eat it in the near future, because you're going to need it. One can of chunky soup, one can of Progresso beef barley, or whatever it is you like. Clam chowder. Whatever. Minestrone. That is a ration for a day for one person. That's all your meals for the day. That will sustain you. That will get you by. That will help you fight. That will help you run and hide. That will help you when the time comes to fix bayonets or to go at them tooth and nail with a hatchet and a dadgum K-bar, all right? Or with a iron poker from the fireplace and a garbage can lid, all right? Whatever it is you need to do it, you stand up. Don't go in to their Luciferian knife without a fight, I'm telling you. Skynet is up, by the way. Skynet, which was on the movies, that's what the CIA, the NSA, and the EIEIOs have all got ready for you. They're surveilling everything you got. God bless the Attorney General of North Dakota who stood up to Bill Gates. There's some kind of Red River Trust. And instead of that Red River Trust, they sent that to some lawyer in Lenexa, Kansas. Some guy named Headley, I think, in Lenexa, Kansas. He's a lawyer for Bill Gates. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, baby. I know where you're at, Mickey. And may your nice soccer playing companion there at that spot, may the Lord Jesus go and touch them and restore them back to health and remove any sprain or break or any kind of torn tissue. Road and track and little L. Stand up. Do your jobs. Learn your Muay Thai.